With the 20th pick in the NFL draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select.
You're listening to the Journey to the Draft podcast, presented by AAA.
Every athlete has a journey. Focus on the game. Let us worry about getting you there. Auto repair, roadside assistance, and auto insurance. Start your journey at AAA.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to cue the boys and men here. We're getting to the end of the road when it comes to the draft process. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to the Journey to Draft podcast presented by AAA. Bo,
my hello. Apologies. I'll make love to you.
Fran?
I'm not jumping in this game. Draft's almost here. My mind's elsewhere.
Where else would your mind be? It's a draft.
I mean elsewhere, not here. Not on Boys to Men tracks.
I thought you were going to say not on the podcast, but like, thanks. Well, we appreciate your focus here. So it is NFL Draft Eve, and we've gone from the Shrine to the Combine, the Senior Bowl, the Combine, the Pro Days, the workouts. We're finally here. It's a couple days away.
Are you done watching prospects?
No, not yet. The final number, I guess we'll hit the final number when we join us for our very last Journey to the Draft next week, but it'll be over 250 for sure.
Nice. How far will you go before a player is selected and you're like, I'm going to guess,
register. And we're going to hit a lot of these, like, these absolutes here in the show, but I'm going to guess, let's say early fifth round. So we'll say, like, pick 148. We'll write it down. Okay. Pick 148.
Write it down. So there we go.
Do not miss the final Journey to the Draft podcast next week when we reveal the scores from all the games, including the many that we will play today.
That's true.
We will be truly embarrassed by this time next week. Our draft programming, it's must-see throughout the course of the entire weekend. We have our Eagles Draft Central preview show, which will air at 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday. It's a half-hour show to get you ready, Eagle-centric. What are the Eagles going to do? We're going to have all the latest news for you there. The first round of the NFL Draft is Thursday. Our preview show for that begins at 7:30 p.m. It's a half hour. It leads you into the start of the NFL Draft at 8 p.m. Fran will be on the production side. Bo, you'll be here at the NovaCare Complex with Greg Cosell from NFL Films. Dave Spadaro, the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, former Eagles linebacker Ike Reese will also be there. I'll be in Chicago. Hopefully our pick will be there. Day two, for rounds two and three, we will be live once again at 6:30 p.m. to recap the first day of the draft, what the Eagles did. And at 7 o'clock, day two of the draft begins, and we will go live after every Eagles selection with analysis and complete coverage. And then day three, the final four rounds, will be live at 11:30 a.m. that Saturday.
Complete Kentucky Derby coverage.
It is going to be a crazy few days.
It's
for
a
sure.
Wild, wild few days. And I feel that there's more excitement this year because of how crazy the Eagles offseason has been, as unpredictable as it's been. Plus, there's just so much uncertainty going into this draft. I feel more than any other, there are always some wild cards. There are always some players who you wonder where they're going to be selected. I think Johnny Manziel would probably have been the biggest one a year ago. This year, it seems like that so many things could happen, not just at the top of the draft, but throughout the course of the first round.
Yeah, you had that 2013 draft a couple years ago where there was the tackles at the top of the draft, and no one knew. You know, everyone thought Luke Jokel was going to be the number one pick, and you found out, you know, right at the draft there was going to be Eric Fisher. Yeah, there
that worked
there was,
out well.
There was well, yeah, but there was a lot of intrigue to that draft because no one knew. But you're talking about offensive linemen. You were talking about defensive linemen. Now you're talking about quarterbacks and receivers and pass rushers and corners at the top of this draft.
Sexier position.
Yeah, exactly.
Certainly. So, folks, I think let's get right into it. Let's
do our draft. A lot to get to. Let's do it.
Now it's time for Draft Buzz.
Leading off our Draft Buzz, it seems that everyone is reporting that is going to be Jameis Winston number one to the Bucs at this point. So we'll move to number two, and that seems to be where the drama and the intrigue
I still am waiting.
You're still waiting.
Yeah. They're going to have to actually select Jameis Winston for me to believe that they're that stupid.
You are a Mariota truther.
That's true.
So starting at number two.
I don't like that.
I don't think he falls into that camp. That's a whole other category.
No. You're a truther.
So Tennessee.
I'm no Pete Carroll, that is for sure.
So Tennessee at number two, one player who they will not select is defensive lineman Leonard Williams per Jim Wyatt of the Tennessean.
Interesting.
And
okay.
Leonard Williams considered the top defensive player, an option there, obviously, at number two. So one player who they will not select is him.
I could, that makes sense. Not that he wouldn't fit well there, but he's, I guess, a little redundant with what they have. And I think if they don't take a quarterback, I think Fowler is their guy.
And if you're, are you going to take a 3-4 defensive end second overall? I mean, we had Dan Hatman on the show for the podcast yesterday for the mock draft podcast. He talked about, hey, if it's going to be a quarterback, and if it's not a quarterback, it's going to be a pass rusher. And you're talking Dante Fowler. He mentioned Vic Beasley. It could be any of those guys, you know, at the top of the draft. I think that's the direction you go.
Even Scott Pioli waited till number 3 to take a 3-4 defensive end.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the big thing with Williams is what is he? Most see him as the best fit as a 3-4 D end.
Let's go to other items here. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk said that there are NFL teams who have Kevin Johnson, Bo, give a little nod to Wake Forest, rated him higher than Trey Waynes, who is by most, I would say, the consensus number one.
That's not shocking.
That's not shocking. It's not shocking because if you're not a team that's going to press your corners and say, okay, we're going to play a lot of man and, you know, and do things from that nature, you know, you may not view Waynes as the top corner. I mean, Kevin Johnson is more versatile in that he can play in a number of different schemes. So teams that don't use those press corners that want guys to play at the line of scrimmage down after down after down, you know, you may look like you may look at Waynes and not like him as much.
This is the time for misinformation to be leaked out there.
Who?
Sent out there into the winds to see what people may or may not believe. And one of the items is there's a scout who believes that Vic Beasley, the Clemson pass rusher, is just a one-year wonder.
I don't think that's fair. I mean, he's been on the radar for a couple of years.
Yeah.
That sounds silly to
me. His numbers weren't eye-popping as a junior, but, I mean, he's been on the radar. Like you said, I mean, people were talking about him as that a top 10
pick. People
were
talking about him as a sophomore.
Yes, exactly. I wouldn't agree with that.
Another edge rusher item here is from Lance Zierlein, friend of the program, NFL media, said that Randy Gregory, and we've talked about him a lot on his
Gregory
podcast.
Randy.
So this is an on-the-field item regarding Gregory, that his thin frame has teams concerned how he will hold up against the run. And that's a reason that he could slide draft out.
I don't think that helps matters.
Right. I mean, he's the lightest edge rusher of all the edge rushers at the combine. He came in 235, and you know, there's been all the reports about what he came in at for his postseason training leading up to the event. But look, Greg Cosell was on our podcast how long? Four or five weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Not that long ago, it seems like it. But he talked about, hey, Jason Taylor played at 230-plus pounds throughout his entire career, and he was an all-pro and, you know, multiple Pro Bowls and all kinds of accolades. So maybe the weight isn't as huge of a deal. Obviously, you want a guy who's bigger, you know, if you're given the decision. But, I could see how that could be an issue, though, because he did get washed out against the run a number of times.
I mean, that goes to Chip Kelly, Ed Manowitz, the height, size, speed characteristics. You know, you want to try to check off as many boxes as you can, especially if you're going to be selecting Gregory possibly in the top half of the first round or the first round.
Yeah, and that's
overall.
And that's just counting the on-field, obviously.
Another Lance Zierlein item here. Rashad Perriman, now in our mock draft podcast yesterday, did not go in the first round.
Surprising.
Shocker.
Zierlein believes that Perriman will go in the first round, although the big concern for teams are his hands and his route running.
With the route running, I don't know that I would agree as much. I mean, I think he's actually kind of he's almost a more advanced than a lot of these other receivers as a route runner. He's obviously got a ways to go, but most of these guys have a ways to go. The hands is a legitimate thing. I mean, I think that he plays the ball really, really well in the air. That's not the issue, you know, and that's one of the issues with Sammy Coates is that he doesn't track the ball well, you know, downfield. But, a lot of his drops were focused drops where, you know, he's looking the ball in and the ball just goes through his hands. And that's some of the things that, you know, maybe guys can improve on. Amari Cooper has the same kind of issue. I mean, he had a number of drops at Alabama as well. But I think Perriman can move past that. You can kind of overlook those because he's going to make a number of big plays for you down the field.
All right. A name to expect to hear earlier than you would expect in the first round, Eric Rowe from Utah. Ian Rappaport from NFL Network claims that Eric Rowe will come off much higher than expected. And
there we go.
Interesting. There you go.
He's a player who, I mean, I don't think we'd be surprised to hear him in that.
I haven't pounded it.
Mid to late first round. Versatility, the fact that it's a weak safety class, if you're looking at him in that prism.
So what do you think that means earlier than you expect? Like, you know, could he be the second corner off the board? Could he go 15?
Yeah. I think that he could go. You could make an argument that he could be the second or third corner off the board.
Yeah. Right here.
There we go. Let's see what you got here.
Well, what do you want to know?
Well, who's
after,
picking it? Who's
after
picking
Minnesota? Minnesota is taking Waynes
so.
If he's there, right?
Sure, right.
At 11.
Then so who's at
Cleveland,
15,
New Orleans, Miami. Miami could take a corner. San Fran, 15.
New Orleans, I think,
maybe
could take a corner, too.
New Orleans could. Houston certainly could at 16. San Diego could.
Could, sure.
Brandon Flowers
absolutely.
A little old. KC could.
Yep. I mean, there's a number of teams right there that could be taking corners. And you have a guy who's got good size. He's got good athleticism. He's got a high character. He's got position versatility. I mean, you talked about checking the boxes. You check boxes with Eric Rowe for days. I mean, he's got everything you want.
All right. So
Ian Rappaport, reporting from my mind.
Going through some.
It's a scary place.
You're definitely right about that.
Scanning some mock drafts for the Eagles. One shocker that stands out.
Okay.
We're trying not to be surprised here
on
Thursday night, but I think this one would
Jameis
stun.
Jameis Winston.
That would shock you.
That would shock me.
That would shock you. Josh Norris.
Okay.
Royal World NBC Sports has Donovan Smith, Penn State tackle. Number 20.
I mean, look, he got invited to the draft. He's going to be there. He tested better than a lot of people thought. He's got good size. He's a good run blocker. He had a good week. I thought he had a good week of practice down at the Senior Bowl for sure.
His name is Donovan.
His name is Donovan. That's a good point. You know, if the Eagles want to kind of beef up that offensive line in terms of size and girth and ability to move people up front, Smith fits the bill. It's just a matter of, okay, is he going to play tackle? Is he going to play? Does he have the ability to play guard? He was a tackle for 3 years at Penn State. So that's the question.
Well, I think that's the thing is most fans would be very shocked at this point. That's why it's almost like playing the seed now. It's like Donovan Smith in that possible consideration for that first round pick. Like you said, Fran, he has been invited to the draft.
He's invited to the draft. He's going to be in Chicago. So obviously the league, whoever sets that up, they think he's going to go early.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
All right. So that's going to do for our draft buzz. Let's transition into a little pick six action.
Now it's time for pick six.
All right. So for our pick six,
you guys get to play like pretend like you're Bo Wilford.
We do. It's like the best of the best. We're taking all of Bo Wolf's favorites. The favorite games we played throughout the entire journey to the draft here, presented by AAA, and we're going to go piece by piece.
Pick sixes of on the clocks.
It is. So the first one, and I'll start things off here.
All right.
We'll do a little who will be,
Okay.
And I went with the question, who will be the second offensive lineman selected in the 2015 NFL draft? I'm going to go Brandon Scherff is probably number one.
I think that's fair.
For your exercises here, you don't have to.
Right.
You could say that Scherff would be the second guy. I'm going to go Lyle Collins as a second one selected.
Out of LSU? Good. Yeah, sure. He was the third lineman, or was he the second lineman in our draft yesterday? I mean, he was one of the first linemen drafted, and obviously the position versatility.
He was the third.
Okay, so his ability as a run blocker, I think he's got good enough feet to play on the outside of tackle, but the toughness to play inside a guard. So that position versatility is going to help his value, and that teams may look at him in a different way, and he may get drafted higher. I'm going to go Flowers. I think there's been a ton of buzz about him going high. He was the first lineman off the board in ours. I don't necessarily think that's going to be the case, but I think a lot of teams will look at Flowers, and like Collins, some will see him as a tackle, some may see him as a guard, but a guy with a lot of potential and the ability to be very, very, very good down the road.
I'm going to say Brandon Scherff because I think that teams question whether he can stay a tackle. They think he's Pro Bowl guard, sure, but question whether he can stay a tackle. I think somebody will fall in love with one of the more athletic tackle prospects. Maybe not athletic, but one of the more pure tackle prospects, like Flowers. Maybe it's Pete. Maybe it's Collins. Even maybe it's DJ Humphreys. I think there will be a surprise first lineman selected, and then Scherff will go too.
All right, I like it. All right, so for mine, for who will be, and this was a game we played a lot down in the All-Star games, Bo. So we did this a lot from the Grand Plaza Hotel down in St. Petersburg. Seems like forever ago.
I can't wait to re-listen to those.
Yeah, but who will be the guy that's drafted in the top 64, so in the first two rounds, that's going to surprise everybody. So the name that nobody's really thinking about in the first two rounds of the draft that will get drafted in the top 64. And the guy that I went with was Frank Clark out of Michigan. Very, very talented pass rusher, was used in a number of different ways for the Wolverines, can play in a two-point stance and a three-point stance, can win as a high-side rusher on the outside, can bull rush and go speed to power, was asked to drop in coverage, like I said, lined up all over the field, can defend the run, can get after the quarterback. Obviously, the off-field issues are there. Tony Pauline actually just put out on Twitter earlier this week that some of those charges may not be as severe as once thought. So, you know, obviously, every team's going to do their due diligence and they're going to form their own opinions on it. I just wouldn't be shocked if Clark went higher than some expect.
Clark Frank.
That's right. There Clark Frank. What do you guys got?
I'll go quarterback position. I'll go Garrett Grayson. We've talked a lot throughout the process about where's the second tier of quarterbacks? How are they going to come off the board? And just because of the scheme he played in at Colorado State, I think he has the tools where I think he can thrive in a pro system, you know, more so than some of the other guys, you know, the Brett Hundley's in this draft class. So I could see him going.
I like that.
In the second round.
I think we talked last week about the possibility of him going in the second round.
Yeah.
This is tough. I was thinking about going Adrian Amos here because I think he might safeties.
I could see that. Sure.
Are needed, but we've sort of talked about him. I'm going to go off the board, and I think I'll deserve extra points for this one because it's more of a reach.
Okay.
DeJon Smith.
Oh, your boy DJ.
Yeah, the corner from Florida Atlantic. He's short. That's why no one is talking about him as a potential second round pick.
Right.
But first of all, I think he will kill it in the interview rooms.
Because you loved him a lot.
Yeah. And I think he's really good. I think he could play in the nickel early on. And I don't know, corners are always a needy position that there will be some surprises taken earlier than expected.
It's safe to say that DJ Smith is your Eli Harold in this draft class when you're looking at CMAC and his favorite player.
I don't know. I got a lot of Bo Wolf guys.
That's true.
But
all right, yeah. DJ Smith, I like it.
Surprised the pick six isn't just the Bo Wolf team.
Xavier Williams, BJ Finney. Darian Miller. Yeah,
same cast.
And now this goes back to Donovan Smith that we talked about. Who will be the last player in attendance in Chicago to hear his name called? Now, you're talking about, aside from the people who are definitely going to go early.
Sure, yep.
Like, maybe Cam Irving falls. I know C-Mac wouldn't expect that. Bernardrick McKinney, Cedric Abuehi. Danny Shelton, Devin Smith. Donovan Smith, Jalen Strong, Lakin Tomlinson.
There's some good choices there.
I'm going to go Bernardrick McKinney.
Okay. Why?
Because he doesn't have a position.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. Some people see him that way.
Yeah. And I think he was a bigger name in the lead up, in the beginning of the draft process than he has come to be now.
We shall see. I like McKinney.
Devin Smith is also possible.
That's the guy who I'm going to go with. And not because, you guys know I like Devin Smith.
So many receivers.
There's just so many receivers. Donovan Smith, I think, could be up there as well. But, I mean, it's just so surprising. I agree.
That's why I like Tomlinson.
That's the one that stood out. Now, someone told me he's from Chicago, but that doesn't really factor
who's
into
who's that? Donovan Smith?
Lakin Tomlinson.
Oh, Lakin Tomlinson. Okay, yeah.
But that wouldn't factor into it because it's like they don't want to embarrass the guy.
No question.
I think last year it was Marcus Martin. Was a third-round pick
for the center
Giants, from USC.
Or for the 49ers, right, yep.
Pick 70 was the last one to come out of the green room. So,
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I have to think Devin Smith. Now, I will note that ESPN's NFL Nation, their beat writers did a mock draft, and I know Devin Smith did go late in the first round.
Interesting.
Okay,
we'll see.
I can't recall. I'm trying to think off the top of my head who took them, so unfortunately I can't recall this one.
All right.
I like it.
So next, a little would you rather? So, would you rather for the Eagles in the first round go tight end Max with the extra X Williams,
double X, okay,
or defensive end Eric Armstead?
Oh,
Armstead in a second.
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm going to go Armstead.
I like Mac Williams a lot.
Yep, no question.
And the reason I went two deep positions for the Eagles.
Yep,
two surprise players who. The Eagles took either one, I would understand it.
All right, well, I'm gonna build off of your Armstead. Who would you rather see the Giants select with their first round pick? Would you rather see Eric Armstead go to the Giants, or as Jordan Renan hinted in our mock draft yesterday, if this were to happen, they would jump on one of these receivers, Amari Cooper. Would you rather see Eric Armstead or Amari Cooper become a Giant?
I will have the same answer. I would much rather have Eric Armstead
to the Giants.
Amari Cooper with.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, we're going to have trouble covering Odell Beckham enough.
Beckham and Cooper combined. Cruz coming back.
Yeah. Yep. Reuben Randall's in the last year of his deal. So I think that's the thinking behind it is that they could draft one of these guys to replace him.
Yeah. Okay. Eric Armstead. That's fine.
You agree?
I would agree. Okay.
All right. I will build off of yours and go to the Cowboys, a division. Who would you rather see drafted by Dallas?
Okay.
Melvin Gordon, Byron Jones, or Randy Gregory?
I'm going to go Melvin Gordon. You know, and a lot of people have said that they think that he would be lethal in that offense. And look, with that offensive line, I think he could be very, very good. I've just got my questions about Gordon and what he can be as a full-time back. You know, I think that he looks a little indecisive in the hole. Obviously, they do a lot of inside running. So he's going to see, you know, there's going to be a lot that he's going to be handled with in terms of the front seven. But I would go Gordon there.
I will go Gordon as well under the assumption or under the pretense that we've already seen Dallas with a good running game.
Sure.
We know what that looks yeah. like. So it doesn't worry me too much. Whereas, you know, I'd also love to see them take Randy Gregory because then...
If he has a bust.
Yeah, and we can just... It makes that team even more hateable. But if he does hit, that's more of an impact.
No doubt.
Who is the third person?
Byron Jones.
Byron Jones.
Yeah, I don't want Byron Jones.
Don't want to get Byron Jones.
Yep.
No.
Okay.
So I will agree as well. Gordon. Pretty much for what the reason that Bo laid out there.
All right, I like it.
All right.
Next game up.
Next game here.
How about an over-under?
A little over-under action. All right. Quarterbacks to go in the first round. So 2.5. And I took the under.
That's cool. A good one. There's always a surprise.
Could there be a surprise? Could Brett Hundley sneak into the first round? Could someone love Bryce Petty
yeah.
that much?
I would be blown away if it was the over. I'm going to go under.
I'll take the under as well.
Yeah.
All right. Round one, over under, corners, 5.5. Now, you look at this cornerback position.
That's a lot. That's not like a lot.
The problem is there's seven names now. You got Trey Waynes, Byron Jones, Kevin Johnson, Marcus Peters, Eric Rowe, that's 5, P.J. Williams, and Jalen Collins is 7. So are you gambling that Jalen Collins and P.J. Williams will go slip into the second round? Or if one of those guys goes in the first round, that makes it 6?
Under.
You're going to take the under.
There's just so many other positions that are also deep in the first round.
Perhaps.
How many went in our mock draft?
5 went in our mock draft.
5 went in our mock draft.
Rowe and P.J. Williams did not go.
I could see Rowe switch.
Yep. I could see Rowe going too.
Yeah, but I could see
someone else coming out.
I could see Jalen
though.
Collins falling out.
I'm going to take the under. I think it's going to
take
5.
The under. I'm going to take the over. I think you'll see 6 of those 6? Guys go. Yeah, I think you'll see 6.
Yeah,
go.
That's very possible.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you got, Bo?
Okay. Mine's very simple. Over under 8 picks by the Eagles. They currently have 8 picks. Will they make 8 selections? Will they trade back at some point and take more? Will they trade up and take fewer?
I'm going to take the over, as in more selections. I like that. I think there'll be some wheeling and dealing. I like the over there.
I watched the 30 for 30 short on the great train robbery, the Jimmy Johnson, Herschel Walker trade, and you read a lot of stuff about comparing Chip Kelly to Jimmy Johnson, and I just watching it through the prism, I'm like, is this what our draft's going to be like? Is he just going to be like, all right, I'll take 20, I'll flip it back, and I'll get this, that, and the other, and I'll take this one and move up? And I remember earlier we've done the, is it more likely they move up or trade back? And it seems like I'm starting to come around to the idea that if they're going to do anything, it'd probably be trade back.
I think it's very likely. Yeah.
So I'll take the over.
All right.
Okay. I'll take 8. I will take, they will make 8 picks.
Push.
I say they will make a few trades, but it will land back on 8.
All right.
Certainly can happen.
Cop out with a push. Okay.
It's not a cop out. That is more unlikely, I think.
All right. We'll see. What do you got, Chris?
Next is Round and the Fury.
The debate. The Round and the Fury.
Absolutely the worst name of any game we played.
Definitely not.
But you know what it's about, though.
Yeah.
We're going to list a player.
That's right. Yep.
And debate which round he'll go in.
Okay.
And,
go ahead.
One of the most intriguing prospects because of his versatility, but again, it falls under the category like Bernardrick McKinney. What is his true position? Shaq Thompson of Washington.
Second round.
All right. We'll go with clean sweep. Second round.
All right.
Well, because Tom had him projected to be a first round selection.
Yeah, he was seen that way early. That's true.
I think he's a bullseye second round pick.
All right. How about Melvin Gordon? First or second round? A lot of people think, you know, obviously we talked about him going to Dallas.
It's a good one.
There are a number of teams there at the bottom of the first round. Could a team try and trade up into the back end of round one to get him? I think he's a second rounder.
I think he goes first round still.
All right. Robert?
Everything you hear, you the reporters say, like running backs are going to go higher than you expect.
Right. Everyone says Baltimore. He's not getting past Baltimore.
See, Baltimore, didn't they learn last year that you don't need to take... I mean, they took Justin Forsett off the scrap heap, and he was over 1,000 yards.
That's a valid point.
But they lost Kubiak.
They lost Kubiak.
Yeah, they did lose Kubiak.
They did cut Bernard Pierce as well. So, I mean, they need Good a body there.
Ray Doyle. I don't think he belongs in the first round.
I would agree.
I'm going to say that he goes in the first round.
Okay.
I'm going to say first round.
You say he goes first round, even though it doesn't...
I don't think he belongs.
Okay.
I'm going away from my head. No, yeah. Okay.
All right. What do you got?
All right. I'm throwing out one of the former Bo Wolf All-Stars, my friend Taiwan Jones from the Shrine Game, who lit it up in St. Petersburg. Then we watched the tape, and it was not so impressive. What round will Michigan State linebacker Taiwan Jones be drafted in?
Fifth round.
I think that's a solid bet. Yeah. Solid bet.
I'll go away from it. I'll go sixth round.
Oof.
Jeez. Sorry, Bo.
I'm going to go with C-Mac. I'm going to go fifth round. Okay. He's a fifth round pick.
I like it.
Next up, third is the word.
Oh, third is the word. This is
Fran's
favorite
game.
I
like this one. Yeah. I like third is the word.
So mine is, who will be the third player from Florida State selected in the NFL draft?
All right.
Jameis Winston.
Sure.
You assume
probably going to be one.
Going number one. Then you go.
Not if I have anything to say about it.
Then you got Cam Irving, Rashad Green, Eddie Goldman, Trey Jackson, PJ Williams, Mario Edwards, Nick O'Leary in the process as well. A lot of good prospects.
I think it's going to be PJ Williams. It's going to be PJ Williams or Eddie Goldman, but I'm going to go Williams just because I think when you get past that group of corners that we talked about already, and Williams is in that seven.
Mm-hmm.
I think Williams will go off the board despite the off-field issues. I think Williams could be the next one. I think Cam Irving is definitely the second one off the board.
I say Eddie Goldman.
Yeah, I think that's a perfectly good choice.
I think it's going to be Goldman or Mario Edwards. It's which of the two.
Yeah, that's the other big thing is that he's getting so much, even like late round one buzz. And I would be really, really, really surprised.
I'll go with Mario Edwards just to be different.
Yeah.
So you're being different.
All right. Mario Edwards.
Rashad Green's a possibility, too.
Somebody falls, that's a valid point. It's a good group. It's a good group of prospects.
Okay. Third is the word. Who will be the third Collins selected? Lyle Collins, Landon Collins, or Jalen Collins?
Lyle's first.
Yeah, I think we agree Lyle's first.
I think Jalen is third. I think Landon is... Even though his stock is perceived to be going down, I think they're both going to be that.
I agree. I believe Jalen will be the third one.
Yeah,
Collins.
I'm going to agree. I think someone will still take Landon Collins in the first round.
And then Tom Collins.
Yeah. All right, so I'll go with my third is the word. Who is the third edge rusher off the board? Now, I think you can presume that Dante Fowler and Vic Beasley would be one and two. You may disagree. But the other names there, you've got Shane Ray, you've got Bud Dupree, Randy Gregory, Owa Odigizua, Preston Smith. Who are we talking here for the third edge rusher?
You just want to work Odigizua.
I think
Odigizua is a possibility.
I think he could be.
Dupree is my choice with the athleticism, the ability to drop back in coverage, the versatility that he showcased at Kentucky. I'm not as crazy about Shane Ray as he's very productive.
I think that's what the discussion comes down to. Is it Bud Dupree or is it Shane
Ray?
He's
got the foot thing.
Yep.
Yeah,
no doubt.
I think this was a harder question a month ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Before Shane Ray and Randy Gregory had some things come up. I would guess Dupree as well.
Yeah. I'm going to agree with that. I mean, Shane Ray, there's still some people that see him as a top nine pick, top eight pick. But I'm going to go with Bud Dupree there. And we did D. Orlando Ledbetter. Talked about it.
Yeah.
Bud Dupree, good fit there in Atlanta.
Orlando.
All right, so third is the word.
All right, last one.
Last one, order in the court.
Ooh.
And I'm going to go with...
I'm going to get a Law and Order sounder for that one for next year.
Bum, bum. Dun, dun.
All right, I like it.
The inside linebackers.
Okay.
How will these inside linebackers...
Oh, this is interesting.
Okay.
...be selected? And I'm going to give it to you in order that I believe.
Okay, so yours are
back. Okay. I'm going to go Eric Kendricks.
Okay.
Benardrick McKinney, Stephon Anthony,
okay.
Paul Dawson, Denzel Perryman.
Okay. I'm going to go Kendricks, Dawson, Anthony, McKinney, Perryman. Yeah.
So we're in agreement on first and the last.
Yep.
Alpha and the Omega.
I'm going to go Kendricks 1, Anthony 2, Dawson 3, Perryman 4, McKinney 5. I have to stick with my McKinney.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a lot. We got a lot from the last time we played Order in the Court. I believe we played it with Tony. Was it with Tony or with Greg?
We played it with Tony.
Yeah. There was a lot of feedback on Twitter. They got a lot of heat. The Order in the Court segment. So
oh, yeah?
Nice.
Fans liked that game.
They liked it or they didn't
they
like
the
answers?
They liked it. No, they argued the answers.
Well, they reacted to it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Order in the Court.
That's what you want, so.
I got a lot of them.
Oh, no. Come on.
Tight ends. No, it's one, but there's...
one, okay. So it's tight ends.
There's seven names.
Okay.
This is the non-Max Williams tight ends. Are you ready? Clive Walford from Miami.
Okay.
Jeff Heirman from Ohio State. Tyler Croft from Rutgers. Nick Boyle from Delaware. Michael Pruitt from Southern Illinois. Wes Saxton from South Alabama. And Nick O'Leary from Florida State. I'll go first if you guys want to take a second.
Go ahead.
I will go Walford 1, Croft 2, Pruitt 3, Heirman 4, Saxton 5.
Whoa. Okay.
O'Leary 6, Boyle 7.
All right, I'm going to go Walford 1 right there, Croft 2. I think you're right on point there. I'm going to go Nick Boyle at 3, Jeff Heirman at 4. Michael Pruitt at 5, Nick O'Leary at 6, and Wes Sacton at 7.
I think I'm flipping my first two, your guys' first two. Tyler Croft 1.
Okay.
I could see that.
Very athletic.
Yep. I could see that too.
And I'll go strictly because Daniel Jeremiah propped him up pretty high in his two-round mock draft. Mm-hmm. Wes Saxton.
Did he really?
Late
second round.
Wow.
Must be hearing something.
Yeah.
Michael Pruitt 4, Nick O'Leary 5, Jeff Heirman 6. And because he comes from the University of Delaware, Nick Boyle is 7.
You guys sat on the West Saxon one. I didn't see that. That could have been the top 64.
We just do more research than you, Fran.
That could have been the just Google top 64, the who will be.
It's already been put out there,
that's
though.
True.
Yeah.
All right, so order in the court. My last one, I went with the presumed five top players in the draft. Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota, Leonard Williams, Dante Fowler, Amari Cooper. What order do they get drafted?
Well, I got to stick to my guns.
Okay.
So I'm going Mariota 1.
Okay.
Winston 2. Fowler 3. Williams 4. Cooper 5.
Okay. I went Jameis 1, Mariota 2, Dante Fowler 3 to Jacksonville, Amari Cooper 4 to Oakland, Leonard Williams 5 to Washington.
Same order. There'll be a trade somewhere in there. Same order 5. You know, it was very interesting. You know, Scott McLuhan, the Redskins general manager, saying that basically if Leonard Williams falls to him, they want to trade out of the pick now.
Really?
Now, is that a smoke screen? Is that just give us your best offer? But again, it goes back to the 3-4 D-line discussion. They did sign.
They signed.
They made a number of additions, yep.
You know, they've invested a lot at the position, so to them, they may not feel it's worth it.
That's interesting. Okay, I like it.
All right, so we'll transition to – we've already had a bunch of fun and games. Let's have even more.
Let's have another on the clock.
On the clock.
All right. Well, as we will get to later, we've solicited fan mock drafts.
There is a huge list on
these
your notebook
huge
here.
Lists. we listed on Twitter fan mock drafts. So we're going to do our own mock draft, even though we did a Journey to the Draft podcast presented by AAA. Beat writer mock draft yesterday. We're going to do our own. We're going on the record. So we're going to play Would You Rather, and I'm going to give you what is the board at each of the Eagles' 8 picks.
All right, okay? So me and C-Mac are going to be on the clock here.
Yeah, you're on the clock, and I'm going to make picks too.
That's true. Okay.
Okay. Round 1, number 20. These are the players under consideration.
Okay.
Jake Fisher, Kevin Johnson, Breshad Perryman, Philip Dorsett, Nelson Aguilar, DJ Humphreys, TJ Clemmings, Randy Gregory, Owa Odigizua, Byron Jones, and Eric Rowe.
I'm going to take Byron Jones. I'm going to take Byron Jones. I'm going to be happy that I got one of the best corners in the draft. Plug him and play him right away, and maybe move him down to safety in 8 years. But I like it.
I've been a Jake Fisher fan since, you know, about the combine when the athletic testing numbers – Just further back to what he did on the field, third-team All-America selection. You have the hole at right guard now. You know Jason Peters in the game, younger. I'm going Jake Fisher.
I consider Eric Rowe and Byron Jones both very seriously, but I take Breshad Perriman.
I don't blame you there either. I think Perriman would have been in my top three, too. I like that.
Okay. Round two, Eagles are on the board. You don't have to write them all down, but this is a longer list.
It's a long list. All right, yeah. Here we go.
Brett Hundley is on the board. TJ Yeldon is on the board. At wide receiver, Devin Smith, Sammy Coates, and Rashad Green are on the board. Along the offensive line, Ty Sambrello, Donovan Smith, Ali Marpet, and Hronis Grasu are on the board. On the defense, you've got Carl Davis, the defensive lineman from Iowa, Stephon Anthony in the middle from Clemson, Jordan Hicks from Texas, Fran's friend. And then in the secondary, Quinton Rollins, Alex Carter, P.J. Williams, Ifo Ekpreolamu, and Adrian Amos are all on the board. Who jumps out at you? Who is at the top of your board?
Devin Smith is tempting. T.J. Yeldon, I understand the Eagles' depth at running back.
Yeah. Can they take a running back in the second round?
I thought about it. I'm not going to lie.
You know, but I'm going to go with Quinton Rollins, Miami, okay. Ohio.
Is this what we would do or what we think would happen?
I'm going with what I would do.
It's your Eagles mock draft.
I'm going to go with Sammy Coates.
Okay. I'm going to go with a surprise. I'm going to go with Adrian Amos. All right.
Amos would be interesting. He could slide right in. I think he could challenge to start pretty early. I mean, he'll fight with all the other players that are already on the roster.
All right. Third round.
How long did it take you to come up with this entire list?
Not that long.
All right.
Half an hour. Okay. Third round. Here we go. Amir Abdullah is on the board.
Okay.
At wide receiver, you've got Trey McBride, Jamison Crowder, and Desmond Lewis. At tight end, Tyler Croft is still on the board. Along the offensive line, you've got Tyrus Thompson, Darrell Williams, both from Oklahoma, Jeremiah Putasi, who has reportedly taken a visit to the NovaCare complex, Sean Hickey from Syracuse, Alex Carter still on the board from Stanford, the cornerback, also Ja'Cory Shepherd, and at safety, Deron Smith, Curtis Drummond, and Jaquaski Tartt.
Oh, man.
All on the board.
No.
You made it really hard for me because I was going to go with Tyler Croft. But
then Alex Carter came up.
Alex Carter was intriguing too, but I took Byron Jones in the first round. I'm going to go with Deron Smith, the safety from Fresno State, who I think is flying under the radar. He's athletic. He's lined up all over the field, a little bit on the smaller side, but has a box mentality, will come down and hit you. I like Deron Smith. It's a shame that he's been hurt and he had the surgery for the sports hernia right after the season because he hasn't been able to participate in anything. But I like Deron Smith a lot.
Tyler Croft is another athletic mismatch option. I haven't selected a receiver to this point.
I like that. I like Tyler Croft.
So I will go with him for a third round.
All right. I will take Alex Carter, the cornerback from Stanford. Glad that he's still here in the third round. So through three rounds, imagine you're the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
C-Mac has Jake Fisher, Quinton Rollins, and Tyler Croft. He's addressed some needs. Probably would like to add a receiver in the later rounds. Fran has Byron Jones, Sammy Coates, and Deron Smith. Addressed really three of the biggest need positions. He's probably going to want to take some offensive linemen in day three. And I've got Breshad Perriman, Adrian Amos, and Alex Carter. I, too, need to address the offensive line.
Correct.
Okay, Let's get to round four. Oh, geez.
Oh, my God. All right, let's hear it.
Roll out the scroll.
Brandon Bridge, the quarterback.
Okay.
David Johnson and Jeremy Langford are on the board at running back. At wide receiver, Tyler Lockett, Antoine Goodley, Kenny Bell, and Ty Montgomery are on the board. Jeff Heirman is available, the tight end from Ohio State. If you want some offensive linemen, I've got a few for you. Sean Hickey, Mitch Morse, Shaq Mason, Jamil Douglas, and Mark Lewinsky. Deion Barnes, the Philly kid, the pass rusher from Penn State, is available. His teammate, Mike Hull, is available. Genio Grissom, the pass rusher from Oklahoma. Geno. And then in the secondary, you've got Steven Nelson from Oregon State, Craig Mager, Damian Swan, Gary Peters from Clemson, and at safety, Jordan Richards and Fran's kickball buddy, Ibrahim Campbell.
As
who jumps out at you?
As intriguing as it is to take my buddy, I'm going to go Mark Glowinski there, and I think a lot of those linemen do intrigue me. I like Sean Hickey a lot. I like Mitch Morse a lot. So both of those guys I think were interesting options there. I go with Glowinski. I think he's the best of the three. The only problem is that he doesn't have the positional versatility that those other guys do. You know, I think he's got the body type to play tackle, but he only played guard at West Virginia. I don't see him as a guy that's going to slide in and play center, but he's got good athleticism, tough guy in the run game, can do a number of different things. I like Mark Glowinski there.
I'm going to go with Tyler Lockett. I'm going to address that receiver's position.
Okay.
Add a little bit of explosiveness there. I feel good about getting Tyler Lockett.
Cornering the market on Tyler's in the draft.
Yes.
There you go. I know I need an offensive lineman, but Gary Peters jumps out to me.
Oh.
And I think that, you know, I've taken Alex Carter in the third round, but he's not – I can't just rely on Alex Carter. The Eagles need a lot of help at corner.
Double dip.
I'm going to double dip. Give me Gary Peters and Alex Carter. They can compete for playing time.
I like that.
All right. Round five. Eagles have two picks. So I'm going to give you the whole board, and you can make two selections here. Man. Okay?
Okay.
Brandon Bridge is still on the board. Jeremy Langford is still on the board. Ty Montgomery is still on the board. Also on the board at wide receiver are Justin Hardy and Vince Maley. Nick O'Leary and Nick Boyle are still on the board at tight end. Along the offensive line, Darian Miller is on the board for C-Mac and I. Mark Glowinski is still on the board. Sorry, Fran.
All right.
Andy Gallick, the center from Boston College. Defensive line, you've got Joey Mbu and Xavier Williams. Mike Hull is still on the board. Amarlo Herrera is on the board. Alani Fua, who has taken a reported visit here to the Novacare Complex, is on the board. Shaq Riddick, who Josh Norris has said is a potential Eagles pick, is on the board. At corner, Ja'Cory Shepherd and Craig Mager still available. And then at safety, Jordan Richards and Eric Dargan. And then also three later round prospects, according to some who have taken visits here, Daryl Roberts, the corner from Memphis, Randall Evans, the corner from Kansas State, and Oboom Guachem.
Oboom.
Oboom.
I'm going to go with two guys. One, Ja'Cory Shepherd, the cornerback from Kansas, who he looked good in person at the Senior Bowl. He got hurt on the first day, but before he got hurt, I thought he looked pretty good. He's a big kid. He's got some athleticism, former receiver. He's got good ball skills, so I think he's pretty intriguing at this point in the fifth round. I like that pick. And then Ty Montgomery, because of his ability on special teams, I think he's a good returner. In this system where, you know, they do a really good job of getting receivers open, I think that he can have a lot of success as a gadget, you know, deep threat kind of guy. I took a similar type player in Sammy Coates earlier in the draft, but I like Montgomery. I think he's gotten some ability.
Right away, as soon as you said Mark Glowinski, definitely go there.
Okay.
You need to get younger on the offensive line. I know I have Jake Fisher. And then second pick, let's see. I think I'm going to go Alani Fua.
Okay.
Player who piqued my interest earlier in the draft process. There have been some reported links between the Eagles and Fua. So, you know, if he's there at this point in the fifth round, second pick of the fifth round, we'll go with him there.
I like that. I also will take Glowinski because I also have not yet taken – well, I have not taken a wide offensive lineman. And then this is tough. I consider taking another safety, even though I already took one. I consider taking Jordan Richards. I consider taking Oboom. I consider taking Mike Hull. But I'm actually going to double up with Fran and take Ty Montgomery because he does have that added special teams value.
Okay.
I like it. All right.
All right. Sixth round.
I can't wait to hear your list for the sixth round.
Brian Bennett. Josh Robinson, the Mississippi State running back. At wide receiver, you've got DeAndre Smelter, the big guy from Georgia Tech, and Stephon Diggs from Maryland. Nick Boyle is still on the board from Delaware. Sorry, C-Mac. Randall Telfer, the USC tight end, is on the board. Darian Miller, the offensive lineman from Kentucky. Terry Poole, the offensive lineman from San Diego State. Defensive line, you've got Caleb Yules from Mississippi State. Xavier Williams, my boy, from Northern Iowa.
X-Man.
Alani Fua is still on the board for Fran and I. Oboom Guachem. Troy Hill, the Oregon corner. Both Daryl Roberts and Randall Evans still on the board. Eric Dargan on the board. Dean Marlowe, Fran's friend, the safety from James Madison. And Joe Cardona, the long snapper from Navy.
I'm going to go Oboom Guachem. You know, I think that at this point in the draft, it's the sixth round. You're trying to bet on some upside here. I think Guachem's got a ton of it. He's a high-character guy. He's only played defense for 1 year, has great athleticism, has great length. I think the potential is pretty high for him.
DeAndre Smelter, I'll take that size.
Okay.
Or on the outside.
And I'm going to take Oboom as well. There you go.
There you go.
All right, seventh round. This is actually the shortest list there is. Brian Bennett, Randall Telfer, Darian Miller, Caleb Ewells, Troy Hill, Dean Marlowe, Joe Cardona, Gerard Holloman.
You threw Holloman in there, but how do you know?
Austin Hill, the Arizona wide receiver.
Okay.
And really anyone else who like
who piques your interest
I've never heard
points.
Of. But if you want to name someone off the board, I'll tell you if they've been selected or not.
Okay. I'm going to go Darian Miller. I'm going to go with the offense. I think he's a guard. I think he'll slide inside. I think he's got a good athleticism. Even though he didn't test that well at the combine, I think he's got good athleticism. You know, there's some technique issues that need to be worked out there. But in the seventh round, taking an athletic offensive lineman like Miller, I think is a good move.
Randall Telfair. I know I took Tyler Croft earlier in this draft, nice. But I'm going to stockpile the talent at the position.
Best available player. I'm taking Darian Miller. I think Fran and I have had the same picks the last three rounds. All right, so Fran's draft. Here's how you enter exit draft weekend. Byron Jones, Deron Smith, Sammy Coates, Mark Lewinsky, Ty Montgomery, Ja'Cory Shepherd, Obum Gwachim, and Darian Miller. Are you happy with that?
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with that. I mean, I think he addressed some of the big needs, the perceived needs going in. You got a good vertical threat at receiver. You got some help on special teams. Secondary, there's a couple offensive linemen in there. I'm pretty happy.
Okay. C-Mac, Jake Fisher, Quentin Rollins, Tyler Croft, Mark Lewinsky, DeAndre Smelter, Alani Fua, and Randall Telfer.
And Tyler Lockett. Lockett.
And Tyler Lockett. I apologize.
Fourth round pick.
I robbed you. You made a trade.
You traded
your fourth for a future third.
Overall, I feel like I like doing this exercise because you
can't address everything.
You can't. And you think to yourself, you know, there's some really good players, especially in those first two rounds. I believe I got two of them. Again, I think the offensive line, I got a day one starter. Quentin Rollins will come in and compete right away. Got some better receiving options, added depth along the offensive line. Some high upside prospects. I'm happy.
All right.
I'm coming out of the draft room feeling good.
Okay. And I leave with Breshad Perriman in round one.
Like it.
Adrian Amos in round two. Alex Carter in round three. Gary Peters in round four. Ty Montgomery and Mark Lewinsky. Obum Gwachim and Darian Miller.
Like, yeah, I think all three of us did a pretty good job.
I would have liked to address the offensive line a little bit earlier. I still have a bit of a need there. And it's disappointing that for really the third year in a row, I couldn't add a lot of talent for the future of the offensive line, save for Lane Johnson. But I feel like I took the best available player for me in each round.
Hey, you guys got Mark Lewinsky, who I took in the fourth round. You got him in the fifth round. That's good valuation for you guys.
That's right. That's exactly right. All right, so let's see if the fans could do better than we did as we go to the draft mailbag.
Now it's time to hear from you, the fans, in the draft mailbag.
All right, so it's time to see who the fans want the Eagles select. So we solicited their opinions, and we said you could do first couple rounds, and for some of those fans who really want to take a stab at this.
Who are as sick as we are.
Go through all seven rounds. So I'm going to start with
this one. This really is a podcast episode for the sickos.
Yes.
For the diehards.
That's why we're here.
The diehards. So the first one comes from Perfect Trader 777 on Twitter.
Is that Trader or Traitor?
Trader.
Okay.
Okay.
So doesn't trade a lot of picks in this mock draft. Goes with Jake Fisher, Damaris Randall, Chris Conley in the third round, Davis Tull, Stephon Diggs, and Mark Lewinsky in the fifth round, Julian Wilson, the corner from Oklahoma.
Height, weight, speed guy.
Sixth round. And Randall Telfair in the final round.
I think that's a good draft.
Season, I think Conley in the third is a little bit rich for me.
Yeah.
But I think overall it's a good group.
It's realistic. I mean, Randall may not be there, but there's a lot of... I think that's realistic.
Yeah, I think it's realistic too. It's not bad.
Next one from @Anthony_DeBona on Twitter.
Oh, DeBone man.
Goes Byron Jones in the first round.
Okay.
Goes with Philip Dorsett in the second round, but he added a follow-up tweet saying, at this point, he doesn't even know if Dorsett's going to be there
in the second round.
I think he could go in the first round. Yeah. So
Adrian Amos, third round.
Okay.
Chris Conley in the fourth round. Alani Fua and Jeremiah Putasi, double dose of Utah. BYU and Utah there in the fifth round.
It's an Andy Reid draft.
Travis Rossidi, the defensive lineman from San Jose State.
I like that name. Nice job.
And Junior Silvestre from Toledo.
Okay. He's a pro day guy.
I think it's a little hopeful that you could get Dorsett in the second and Amos in the third. But I mean, if it turns out that way, I'd be very happy with that draft.
Yeah, I like that one.
Okay, next one comes from Matt Schaff on Twitter. First round goes Byron Jones. Brett Hundley.
Ooh.
In the second round.
Ooh.
Goes Tyler Lockett in the third round. So I'll leave it. Those were his first three.
First three. All right.
The rest of the way was he had offensive line. Round five, Oregon dude.
Oregon. Nice.
I like that. That's a good job. Right. Probably Eric Dargan, I guess.
Yeah, you maybe.
Know. Tony Washington.
Yeah, yeah, I like Tony Washington. Fifth round's pretty good.
I forgot to put Tony Washington on one of these.
That's embarrassing.
Next up, at TJ Foley on Twitter, goes with Jake Fisher, Adrian Amos in the second round. Another Chris Conley in the third round.
Man, he's getting drafted early in these.
But he came to on a visit, reportedly. There's interest.
But still, third round. It's rich.
Max Garcia.
Okay.
In the fourth round.
Garcia's played all three positions on the O-line. He's an interesting guy.
Randall Telfair goes in the fifth round.
All right.
In this one. I think we're one pick short here because he goes with...
He traded it away.
He traded away the second, fifth round pick.
That's all right.
So then he goes with...
You get a future fourth.
He goes with Obum Gwachum.
Okay.
In the sixth round, and an R.J. Harris to round out the draft.
Don't know who that is.
He's got me.
He's got you.
Yeah, I got nothing. R.J. Harris.
It's his buddy.
Yeah, it's got to be. Is that his name on Twitter?
Yeah, exactly.
All right,
so
there we go.
That one. So, next up, All About Them Birds.
All About Them Birds.
All About Them Birds on
who
Twitter.
Is
goes with Byron Jones in the first round.
All right. Okay.
Bryce Petty.
Wow, okay. So two quarterbacks so far.
Next
to
Mac Happy.
Adrian Amos in the third round.
It's great value in the third round.
How's Bryce Petty make me happy?
I thought you liked Bryce Petty.
No. I'm not in love
one way or the other?
Against, no.
Okay.
Especially
you were higher on him in the beginning of the process. You were talking Bryce Petty up early on. I remember that for sure.
We'll go back
maybe
to
you've,
the
maybe
yeah,
you've,
we'll have to
maybe
revisit
you've
these.
Cooled.
We'll have to revisit some of these. Fourth round, Chris Conley in the fourth round.
Wow.
Ty Montgomery and Obum Gwachum. As a fifth round picks.
Like it.
Fran, what's your nightmare draft? It's got Chris Conley in there.
I don't like Chris Conley. I'm just surprised that that a lot of the fans are saying third, fourth round.
We're going to take Devontae Parker in the first. Chris Conley in the second.
Gerard Holloman
in the third. Yeah. Justin Gilbert in the fourth. We'll trade all our picks for Justin Gilbert.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's see. Jameel Douglas and Terry Poole.
And then we'll trade for Junior Gallette.
Yeah, perfect. Jameel Douglas is interesting. Where he's
I like
in the
Jameel
fifth
Douglas.
Round or sixth round?
Sixth round for Jameel Douglas
yeah.
and Terry
Ooh,
Poole
I like
in the
him.
Seventh.
You know,
I
he's interesting because though. He's one of those guys, when you look at him, he could go one of two ways. I mean, he's got the size that he could add weight and continue to be a power lineman because he's got some power, he's got some strength to him. But then I think he's got good enough athleticism that he dropped a little weight. He could play as one of these space players and get out and make blocks on screens. He's an interesting guy.
All right, Tommy Lindstrom. Goes with Lyle Collins in the first round.
That's one of my, like, I'd be very happy with Lyle Collins.
Sammy Coates in the second round.
All right, I like that.
I'm on board there.
Adrian Amos in the third
so
round.
So far, so good
Popular.
Here.
And then he only did two more picks. A little Oregon flavor. Ifo Ekpre-Olumu.
In the fourth round?
In the fourth round. And then Tony Washington in the fifth.
Nice. I like that draft.
Yeah, I like that draft, too.
I think he's my leader in the clubhouse right now.
Okay.
Tommy Lidstrom.
Next, Glenn Kaysen. Goes with Byron Jones. Has Jalen Collins in the second round.
Interesting.
Oh, so he took both. Okay.
I like that. BPA.
Yeah, I like that. Okay.
BPFUA. BPAFU.
For
best
you.
Best player available
Why?
For us.
Oh, for us. Okay.
Chris Conley in the third.
That's good, actually. I like that. I'm going to stick with BPAFU.
It's not bad.
That's how you imagine. That's how you explain
another
the
Chris Conley in the third or fourth round.
Do you think get Ed Banowitz to go with that?
Yeah, we'll get him a T-shirt that says BPA. It'll be like the Make 7 Up Yours. It'll say BPA on the front and FU on the back.
That's good. Let's see where we go. Adrian Amos in the fourth. Hard to see at this point, but
yeah.
Mark Lewinsky in the fifth. Alani Fua in the fifth. Jeremy Davis in the
he's
sixth.
An interesting. We haven't talked a lot about Jeremy Davis. Out of UConn, I think he's an interesting guy. Good yard after catch player.
Terrible quarterback play.
Yeah, yeah, he did have that quarterback play.
Oh, wow.
He did.
That was a great reaction from Fran.
But Jeremy Davis is interesting. He's not getting a lot of love anywhere, but we'll see.
And then
we reportedly worked him out.
Yes, and Terry Poole in the seventh.
All right, this guy did his homework. I like that.
Yeah, he's good. That's my leader in the clubhouse. Except, well, the Amos in the fourth is tough.
In terms of realism, yeah.
Larson Ashcraft goes with a crazy. This is just a out of left field scenario. You trade DeMarco Murray, Sam Bradford, and a 2016 first round pick to Tennessee for the number 2 overall pick and the number 33 pick. The Eagles get Marcus Mariota and then Todd Gurley at the top of the second round.
That's great. I like that a lot.
That would be my leader.
That's good. I like that.
That's good. What would be your mock draft? So give me
Oh, hold on. I messed it up. So he had Mariota at 2. We somehow kept
20.
That's where we got Gurley.
Oh, that's funny.
And then Byron Jones at the top of the second round.
Yeah, what an
ideal my apologies, scenario. Larson. My apologies, Larson. That would
say
be
the
amazing.
Eagles. Say the Eagles trade up to 2,
and find a way
to get Mariota. Find a way. They're giving up players, 20, a future first, and a second this year. What do they do in rounds 3 and 4?
BPAFU.
That's what you, I mean, you have to at that point. Yeah. You can't force it.
You got to get some guys in the secondary.
Sure.
You need another offensive lineman. Yeah. Because, again, like you said, that's another
spot. I feel more
spot.
Comfortable with Matt Tobin starting tomorrow than I do with whoever starting at safety.
That's a valid point.
Corner. Maybe Earl Wolfe, if he's healthy. Yeah. Watkins, if he makes the transition.
It'd be Watkins.
See.
So.
All right.
Alex Hand, at Hand7Alex.
No, the invisible hand.
On Twitter. 3 picks here. Byron Jones, Nelson Aguilar, and Danelle Hunter in the third round. Could Hunter make it?
That's a good group. I like that. I don't know if he'll make it to the third round, but Hunter is a really talented player. The production is going to scare people away. I mean, he had 5 sacks in his career and 23 starts, I think it was. So that's going to scare some people, but that's a good draft. I mean, if you come out of day 2 and then that's your haul, I mean, that's a good group.
At Jamie_Vargas on Twitter goes...
JV.
Marcus Peters... Hey, who knows? Maybe the Eagles.
Sure.
The Eagles like him. Number 20.
Peter Marcus.
Nelson Aguilar, second round, and then Adrian Amos in the third.
All right.
Yeah, not bad.
Camadelfia.
Camo.
Goes Byron Jones, Philip Dorsett, and Adrian Amos.
Yeah. I have nothing to say.
Let's see.
The only other one, James Dofton, another one I pulled here, had Fisher, Dorsett, and Amos.
Okay.
And then Darren Gilbert.
Oh, DG.
The last one I pulled here goes
Gilly.
Byron Jones, Nelson Aguilar. I don't think Philip Dorsett's not going to be in the third round level.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Ty Sambrello in the fourth.
That's a good group. I just don't see
if you have it, it's nice. Great. Yeah.
All right.
So
I like Tommy Lidstrom was my favorite.
That's your winner?
That's my winner.
Excellent.
All right. We'll send him
a Bo Wolf signed Arizona Cardinals helmet.
Okay. I'm willing to do
I don't
that.
Want
I'm willing to
make
that.
Agree with that.
You say that now. So, gentlemen.
All right, guys.
It's here.
It's all over but the guessing.
So, again, our Eagles Draft Central preview show, Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. on philadelphia.com and on our mobile app. And then the first round coverage begins 24 hours later, 7:30 p.m. on Thursday. Fran will be behind the scenes. Chris Barletto, who's doing the production behind the cameras for us today, will be with me in Chicago. Bo Wolf will be here with Greg Cosell.
Thanks for staying awake, Barletto.
Yes.
It's been tough, I know.
Bo Wolf will be here with Greg Cosell from NFL Films, Dave Spadaro, voice of the Eagles, Mel Reese, Ike Reese, former Eagles linebacker, holding it down here for complete draft coverage.
Tweet us with hashtag EaglesDraft and tell us which of our 3 mock drafts you liked the best for
the
Eagles.
That's a good one.
And we'll award a point.
Sure. And as always, you know, with all the other games we played, I want to hear your input. So
certainly. Yes. So thank you so much for all the support. So for Bo Wolf, Fran Duffy, I'm Chris McPherson. You've been listening and watching the Journey to the Draft podcast presented by AAA.
Oh, Diggy Zua was my favorite player in the draft.